you said we've had a shortage of supply.
It's the supply and demand curve where we don't have enough supply for the high demand. And what that's done is it's caused the rental prices to just go back up to, they've already exceeded where they were back in 2008, 2009 before we had the big sharp drop off.
Wow.
Back then we saw a retreat of maybe 25 to 30% in some cases on the rental value, just a standard, let's say, two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhouse without a garage. Back then, the high, it may have gotten up as much as $875, and then it dropped to maybe $750, and we ended up with vacancies. You know, it's the other side of the supply and demand curve. And now we're seeing that same two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath townhouse, no garage, is $1,000 a month. So I think we've seen income come up as well to satisfy that housing need, and people are able to pay it. But the demand is just still exceeding the supply at this point. So we're, 10 to 20% above where we were when the slowdown happened. So it kind of makes me a little bit nervous about it. But we have people coming in every day with needs that we can't satisfy. And of course, we don't like that.
Is this in Okaloosa County alone, or is it region-wide?
My area is primarily from Navarre to Destin, up to Niceville in single-family, year-round residential. We don't do any beach management. I'm just talking about annual leases. And so that's the area we're looking at. Destin is probably on the average 10 to 15% higher for the same average townhouse. You get up in Niceville, Blue Water Bay, there's a little bit more of a premium there. West of town is probably all the way to Navarre is some of the more reasonable priced areas, and Fort Walton would be right in the middle of that, in that median range for the same townhouse. We do housing, four bedroom, in a subdivision house that's maybe less than 20 years old. Goes for $2,000, and Emerald Village, that area out there, maybe just a little bit less. That's off of Martin Luther King. It's the houses seem to top off in that $2,000 to $2,500 range. What we're also seeing is that townhouse can be purchased with the low mortgage rates for less than what people are making rental payments for. Of course, then some people may have trouble qualifying. That's where a lot of our customers come from. They can qualify for a rental, but not necessarily the more stringent requirements of a mortgage.